Page 32. Measure number 24-247, Salem Area Mass Transit District. Referred to the people by the District Board. 5-year local option tax to sustain and enhance bus service. Question: shall Salem Kaiser Transit, or Chariots, levy a 5-year tax of 49 cents per $1,000 beginning 2009-2010 to sustain and enhance Chariots service? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary: Salem Kaiser Transit is seeking a 5-year local option tax. The tax revenues combined with increased fares would leverage state and federal funds to continue current Chariots bus and Chari Lift paratransit service. Increased service on Chariots routes would be targeted to reduce overcrowding and improve convenience. Increased ridership and cost of federally mandated Chari Lift paratransit services for residents with disabilities has reduced the resources available to fund Chariots routes for commuters, seniors, and students. The new levy would provide operating funds to prevent further reductions in Chariots bus service, like the reductions in 2006, enhance frequency of buses on some overcrowded routes, continue to meet growing demand on the Chari Lift paratransit system. Service improvements would start in the summer of 2009. It is estimated the proposed rate would raise $5,787,000 in 2009-2010, $5,961,000 in 2010-11, $6,140,000 in 2011-12, $6,324,000 in 2012-13, and $6,514,000 in 2013-14. At current funding levels, Salem Kaiser Transit would reduce Chariots and Chari Lift services and related jobs beginning spring 2009. Here's the explanatory statement for 24-247. Chariots, Salem Kaiser's transit's levy, would maintain current public transportation service levels, increase frequency of service on certain overcrowded routes, and preserve public transportation services in the Salem-Kaiser area. Would maintain current public transportation service levels. Chariots is the public transportation provider for the Salem-Kaiser area. Chariots bus routes serve local educational facilities, employment centers, local medical facilities, local businesses, community events, and recreational activities. Chariots also operates the Chari Lift program. This program provides federally required curb-to-curb service for eligible persons with disabilities. The levy would allow Chariots to continue providing approximately 170,000 hours per year of regular fixed-route bus service, plus Chari Lift in the Salem-Kaiser area. Would increase service on overcrowded routes. The levy would fund approximately 38,500 additional hours of bus service in the Salem-Kaiser area. The additional hours would result in the increase of bus service on 15 routes. In 2006, bus service was reduced by 17%, resulting in several routes operating only once an hour much of the day. The levy would add one new route connecting Chemeketa Community College locations on Lancaster Drive, the Oregon State Fairgrounds, and the new Center for Business and Industry in downtown Salem. It would increase service from 1 hour to 30 minutes on 10 routes, 30 minutes to 15 minutes on 2 routes until early evening, 1 hour and 6 minutes to 22 minutes on 1 route, and extend service into the evening on 2 routes. Would preserve public transit services. The levy would restore some of the service reductions made in 2006 while sustaining existing services as well. If the proposed levy is not enacted, further reductions in service would be necessary in order to operate within a budget where expenses would exceed current year revenues by $3.2 million. Service reductions would include the elimination of all Chariots and Chari Lift Saturday service and reductions in weekday service, resulting in the reduction of 15 to 20 Chariot's jobs. Proposed method of financing the levy. If approved, property taxes to fund the levy would be 49 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. For a typical residence with an assessed value, not market value, of $130,000, the property tax would be approximately $5.31 per month. The levy would be for a period of 5 years. Submitted by Marcia Kelly, President, Board of Directors, Salem Area Mass Transit District. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Page 33. Argument in favor of 24-247. Yes for Chariot's Measure 24-247. The Salem-Keizer Transit District Board is asking for funds to maintain current levels of Chariot and Cherrylift services. We do not do this lightly. A strong bus system is good for the local economy. People ride Chariots 5 million times a year to go to work, to school, to shop, or to wherever they need to go. Chariot service provides an alternative to high gas prices, reduces traffic congestion, and protects air quality in Salem and Keizer. Chariot's buses serve people who have no other means of transportation. This levy will pay for bus service. With the levy, Chariot's will add buses on heavily used routes. If the levy is not approved, Chariot's must cut all Saturday bus service and reduce weekly routes and service. While we stretch every dollar as far as it will go, our fuel cost has doubled since last year. In addition, federally mandated Cherrylift service has grown to more than $3 million per year, or 20% of the district's local budget dollars. It provides 127,000 annual rides for qualified people with disabilities. We are making investments that will provide better service in Keizer and South Salem in the future. A Connect Oregon state grant will help build a transfer center in Keizer. The money will provide local construction jobs. When completed, Keizer residents will be able to use buses within their community without going to downtown Salem. Using federal grants, we are replacing old buses, some with more than 1 million miles, to achieve higher fuel efficiency and lower maintenance costs. These federal grants, like many grants that Chariots receives, are dedicated to buy buses or build projects and cannot be used to operate bus service. Please vote to retain Saturday service and improve bus service in our community. Please join us in voting yes for Chariots. Marcia Kelly, Board President, and Board Members Lloyd Chapman, Jerry Thompson, Eric Jacobson, Shelley Hansen, and Joe Green. This information furnished by Marcia Kelly. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in favor on page 33. Chariots provides transportation for our citizens. Supporting Salem-Keizer Transit's levy will mean maintaining the existing level of service, including Saturday service. It will allow Chariots to add buses on heavily used routes. Many different people need and use Chariots. For my Uncle Webb, Chariots equaled dignity and independence right up to age 97. You bet I'll vote yes on 24-247. Susan C. Hughes, West Salem. As one of seven Board of Education members of Chemeketa Community College, I have worked hard to provide our area students with an education that they can afford. Chariot's service, in my opinion, is vital for the budget of many of our students. When night service was added, the college changed evening class times so more students could get to class by taking the bus. Chariots are very important to Chemeketa. Joanne Bielke, a board member. I depend on Chariots to get me to my doctor and other business appointments. Since I am not able to drive anymore, I and many others need dependable, clean transport. If the buses are no longer available on Saturdays or routes are cut, it will mean that I have to take more time off from work. Since I'm self-employed, this would mean a drop in my revenue and my standard of living. Let's keep Chariots moving so people can get where they need to go. Christy Joachim, licensed massage therapist, Abundance Massage. Join us in voting yes on 24-247. Our community must keep Chariots rolling. This information furnished by Claudia Howells, Yes for Chariots. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 34, another argument in favor. A vibrant transportation system helps planet Earth. A strong transit system is essential for a healthy environment. Chariots, our local transit system, now takes 5,000 to 6,000 cars off our streets every weekday. Public transit reduces traffic congestion, and that makes driving easier for those who do not take the bus. Fewer cars stuck in gridlock with their engines running make our air healthier to breathe. Salem-Keizer Transit, or Chariots, provided 5,225,286 passenger trips in 2007, which is the equivalent of saving 334,145 gallons of gasoline. High gasoline prices mean more and more people using transit, some for the first time. We need to make sure the service is convenient. If Chariots can add more service on heavily used routes, more people will use transit for some of their trips, and planet Earth will thank us. You and I can save even more fossil fuel by supporting the Chariots levy. The transit district will be able to continue Saturday service and will add back service hours cut in 2006. Without our support, Chariots will be forced to make painful cuts to a system that serves a population of over 200,000. Please vote yes for our planet. Vote yes on 24-247. Vote yes for Chariots. Oregon League of Conservation Voters, Marion Chapter. This information furnished by Claudia Howells, Yes for Chariots. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 34, another argument in favor. Public transportation is a good investment for Salem-Keizer citizens. Chariots service helps our local economy. Chariots provides transportation for people to get to work, school, shopping, and medical appointments. During tough economic times with gasoline at all-time highs, Chariots helps people stretch their budgets by using Chariots for some of their routine trips. Chariots can expand the job pool for employers by providing transportation for workers who would not be able to get to a job without transit. Employers wanting to expand or locate in the area want a transit system that will provide service for their employees and customers. Our community needs Chariots and Cherry Lift. Salem-Keizer needs Chariots to continue to provide Saturday service for workers and shoppers. With many more people taking the bus, Chariots needs to have the resources to add service to heavily used routes. Join us in voting yes for Chariots and Cherry Lift. Vote yes on 24-247. Salem Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Christine Deeker, Executive Director, Salem-Keizer Coalition for Equality, Oregon Women's Rights Coalition, South Central Association of Neighbors, or SCAN, Association of Oregon Rail and Transit Advocates, Kathy Clark, Keizer City Council. This information furnished by Claudia Howells, Yes for Chariots. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 35, another argument in favor of 24-247. Economic benefits of public transit. A well-funded public transit system provides a solid foundation for a strong economy. Public transportation assists employers and the local community by providing low-cost transportation for workers while also existing as a cost-effective alternative to driving a car. The American Automobile Association indicates that an average car costs $22 a day to own and operate. The average homeowner in our area would pay about $6 a month in additional taxes for the Chariot's levy. According to the American Public Transportation Association, every $10 million invested in public transportation yields over $30 million in increased business sales for the local economy. This increased revenue leads to more jobs in our community, while also attracting more companies seeking to locate in areas with strong public transit support. That $10 million investment also saves more than $15 million for both highway and transit users, reducing congestion, gas dependency, and road wear. With the passing of the transit levy, Salem-Keizer Transit will expand service levels to include additional service to reach more residents in a timely and efficient manner. Increased levels of service connect employers to their workforce, decreasing the individual transportation costs to families while increasing the workforce pool for local businesses. Each $1 spent on public transportation returns nearly $4 in increased benefits to the community. With these figures, it's not difficult to see why supporting Salem-Keizer Transit District's levy is a sound financial decision. Please vote yes for 24-247. Vote yes for Chariots. This information furnished by Claudia Howells. Yes for Chariots. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.